from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh.
Welcome back, everybody. WIP Midday Show. This is what we like to call a numbers segment, where I give you a number and tell you its significance. Well, Hugh, I got a couple numbers I want to throw at you in this numbers segment. The first I'm going to give you is 8-1. Well, I guess it's a combination of numbers. 8-1, and they are odds. 8-1 odds that Nick Sirianni gets canned this year. This is according to a major odds maker. 8-1 odds, which is the fourth, sounds weird to say it this way, the fourth best odds of the head coaches in the NFL. So there's only three other head coaches that are more likely to get canned, according to the odds makers and Nick Sirianni. And here's an even more intriguing one. 5-1. 5-1 odds. The next head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles is Bill Belichick.
Wow.
5-1. The only team who has better odds than the Eagles is the Cowboys. Hugh, I need your thoughts on this.
Wait a minute. So you're saying Bill Belichick, 5-1, our next head coach?
So right now, Bill Belichick, as we know, is available. Mm-hmm. And if you were to pull up the odds makers and say, what are the odds he ends up the head coach of one of the 32 teams in the NFL? The two teams with the best odds are the Eagles and the Cowboys.
See, I have thoughts on Bill Belichick. I don't think Bill Belichick is going to coach anymore, to be totally honest. I know that you're talking about the record and Don Shula and all that
so
other good
close.
Stuff. Man, Bill Belichick's girlfriend is what, 25, 26?
Yes.
Man, he ain't thinking about no football right now. He is living his best life. He's probably in a position, especially this year. He's going to be on television somewhere. He's living a part of his life that he probably forgot about and is enjoying immensely. Not getting ready for training camp. Probably is traveling the world, hanging out with somebody who is a beautiful young lady.
She's going to tire him out, though. He's not going to be able to keep up.
He'll be all right.
And then he's going to realize, oh, my God, look how many games I'm away from breaking Shula's record.
No, he's not going to do that. I don't think he's going to do that.
Do you think this coaching staff, the way that the Eagles coaching staff is set up, is ideally designed for someone like Belichick, where you have your offense coordinator, Kellen Moore, who has total control over the offense. Vic Fangio, total control over the defense. You just need a game manager head coach. That screams of Bill Belichick.
I think when I look at that and you present it like that, I think him and Kellen Moore could work well together. I think that Kellen Moore would probably have to adjust a little bit, because I can't see Coach Belichick with the success that he's had allow Coach Moore to be the, like, there's probably going to be a collaboration mm-hmm. of play calling, but at the end of the day, Bill pulling the trigger on that. Now, Coach Fangio, I don't know if him and Bill could coexist together.
Two strong egos?
I think, I just have a feeling, and I've never been around Coach Fangio. Hopefully get a chance to meet him when we go there for training camp. But he just seems like a surly old dude to me. Like, he just seems like he's all about business. He seems like he uses a lot of colorful cuss words when he talks to people. And I just have a feeling that when you speak to him and he tells you something, you're not going to not know what he means. Because he seems like he's a no-nonsense kind of guy.
All right. Complete hypothetical, Hugh. But I'm curious what your answer would be. We all hope the Eagles hit the ground running. They have a great start to the season. And it goes on to be something special. Hypothetically, let's say they get off to a 1-4 start. Hypothetically.
Ooh.
And they don't look good. We know that the odd man out is going to be Sirianni, right? Whether it's right or wrong, he'd be the guy getting canned. Would it be more likely that they promote Kellen Moore to interim or ask Bill Belichick to take over the reins?
Interim. Because he's already in there intimately. He probably knows the team. But my question to you would be this. How are we losing these games?
Well, it's why it's hypothetical.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I know it is, and I know you're asking for like a knee-jerk reaction. But
don't
I,
you think,
I need to know. I need to know how we lose.
All right,
these
how
games.
About this? Here's a justifiable here's my rationale. It is very possible, I don't think anybody considers this, because of the amount of changes that have been made. I know a lot of the offense is the same, but there are some integral pieces on the offensive line who have changed. Defensively, it's like a brand new defense in a sense because you have a brand new coordinator, a bunch of young, unproven guys. At the start of the season's rough. Like they're starting it off against Green Bay. Green Bay advanced further than they did last year. Green Bay is going to be a
handful.
And
they look pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I know everybody's like he was a flash in the pan choke artist, Jordan Love, and that it was a small sampling size. I get that. But, man, they look really good against Dallas. In that playoff game, they look really
good. Eagles could have a rough start to the season, which could make everybody question everything.
Yeah, and I look at matchups. Like, I know, like, some people, Kyle, it's like, oh, my gosh, he only played. It was like a small sample size, which is true. But at the same time, you got to look at the matchup, and they matched up really well with that Dallas Cowboys defense.
Who doesn't in the playoffs?
We didn't in the regular season.
We couldn't match up against a JV high school squad.
But that's my point, though, because I look at the matchup that they had against that defense and the matchup that we had, and it's like, it's possible we could lose that game. But, boy, it's one of those things that when I look at the narrative that you're painting, it all depends on who's on the hot seat, you know, and I know, you know, people might think I'm splitting hairs, but I'm not, because this could potentially be the tale of two narratives. This could be Nick Sirianni and this offense looks incompetent, or this offense looks stagnant like he did last year.
Yeah.
Or it could be a narrative where Jalen Hurts is not making the plays that he needs to make, or Jalen Hurts doesn't look as crisp as he once did. You see what I'm saying?
But the thing is with Sirianni, like, he's in a lose-lose situation. I mean, if they come out looking great, what credit is he going to get? They're going to credit Kellen Moore and Fangio. If they look awful, then he's just an easy scapegoat.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those things where it's going to, again, all depends on how the story is painted.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, who is the backup quarterback that we got from Pittsburgh?
Kenny Pickett.
Mr. Two Gloves himself.
Yeah, tiny hands.
Watch how this goes, John Johnson, next week when we start training camp. And how many – just watch what the narrative could potentially be.
You know I'm going with this.
All
it's going to take is one training camp practice.
But that's how these things work. And if the narrative is going to be who looks better running this offense, and if Kenny Pickett – is back there and I'm keeping it a bean because I feel like even though we are in this business, I feel like there are certain narratives that are always at work.
And
I just feel that way. And I feel like that's going to be the narrative. Like the one thing that we talked about when we were talking about a backup quarterback.
Well, you know, Howie wanted to take Kenny Pickett.
You already know where I'm going with this.
Of course.
100%, man.
It's going to happen.
That's the narrative. That is going to be the narrative, and just be prepared for it. You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but this is lined up perfectly. Between him and Justin Fields, he was the easier pick because he was the guy that wasn't going to come in and make that much noise.
Right.
He wasn't. But if Mr. Two Gloves himself comes in and he looks more efficient running this offense, so this offense looks a little bit more crisp with him at the helm, then that's going to be the conversation. Oh. Come on, man. We know how this thing goes.
God, it's going to be ridiculous.
Every year.
Not in this town.
What'd you say?
Not in these parts.
No. Come on, man.
We don't do QB controversy.
Not at all.
215-592-9494.
We do nine-hole hitter controversy.
Linda in Ballas on WIP. How you doing, Linda?
Do you know the effort it took for me to get myself out of bed to call you?
Linda, you don't.
And we appreciate you calling.
I'm a deranged person, and I listen at nighttime because that suits me better.
Linda, I appreciate
you. Nothing wrong with being deranged.
You.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you, honey?
I am great, Linda. How are you doing today?
I'm good, dear. I wanted to say, you know, I'm very thrilled. You know, I want Lane Thomas from Washington.
Mm.
And I said that to you, John,
yeah,
about a month ago. And now everybody wants him.
You were ahead of everybody. But, Linda, I guess the important question I probably asked you then, but I'm going to ask you it again now. You know, as we get closer to this Major League Baseball trade deadline, the asking prices, they may go up, they may go down. If you have multiple teams who want one player, then it could become a bidding war. Is there, you know, a certain price you're unwilling to pay for whether it's the player you want or a couple others? Like, are you willing to part with a top prospect if it would help put this current team over the top?
Absolutely, because you know what I heard? You know, people talk about prospects. There's a guy, his name is Abel.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's his name.
Yeah, Abel, Mick Abel.
Okay. Well, his prospect bill went down 40% since everybody was talking about him.
Yeah.
He's not as hot as he used to be. He should have been traded last year, and he wasn't. Mm-hmm. And there's another guy that everybody likes, and I can't remember his name, honey.
Mason Miller. You want Mason Miller? The closer for the Oakland Athletics?
There's a lot of closers out there, by the way. Not just him.
Yeah, but Mason Miller, the one that he's throwing like 104.
Yeah, he's a young kid, could be here for many years.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people out there. Of course, that's all I have to do now is look at my baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you one funny thing.
Okay.
Monday, I was in the supermarket, and the Hers guy was there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was putting out them potato chips you was tasting.
Which one? The cheese ravioli ones?
They got cheese ravioli?
Yeah. Cheese ravioli. Cheese ravioli and marinara sauce, Hugh.
I said, good morning. And he said, Linda from Mayfair. I said, no, honey. I said, I'm saying good morning because our John Johnson, he said to me, isn't he a blast?
Oh, man.
And he gave our chips a good, he said, tell him I said hello.
Oh, well, I appreciate it.
And then he danced up the aisle. So I just wanted to tell you that.
I appreciate it.
I love
Linda.
You. All right, take care.
Now, they had, Hers always has the flavors of Philly, I think it's called. They have these different things. And last week or the week before, I tried cheese ravioli and marinara sauce potato chips.
I haven't tried those yet. I've tried the spicy pickle ones.
The spicy pickle ones are delightful.
Yeah.
But when you open the bag for the cheese ravioli and marinara,
you get disappointed.
No. It smells just like a plate of it at a restaurant.
You know, I haven't had Hers chips. So I'm not talking bad about Hers.
This is disappointing to hear.
No, but don't you get upset like a lot of times now? Like, first of all, the price of chips is ridiculous.
Everything's ridiculous.
And when you open the bag, it's half of what you thought it was.
Yeah, it's all air.
Yeah, and I'm like, that bothers me.
That's why you chew chicharrones. Isn't that with everything, though?
No, not with chicharrones.
With who?
Pork rinds.
Oh,
I like to call them by the other name, chicharrones.
There's only a handful of things on this earth who haven't gone up in price.
No, but pork rinds, you see how much they cost, and you can see it's in a clear bag. Yeah, it's in a clear bag, and it's to the top.
Okay, wow.
That's why I don't really fool with chips, man. Popcorn, all of that. It's ridiculous how much you pay for certain things that you used to get. Remember 99 cent sodas?
Of course. I remember when you get like the generic brand they had in the soda machines, they had the 25 cent sodas.
Yeah, you can't get a 99 cent, not a 2 liter.
No.
Liter.
No, I remember when the 99 cent 2 liters. Yeah, you get them on sale for like 79 cents sometimes.
Yeah, you can't even get those no
I know,
more, man.
I know. This world's messed up. I know.
I hate this place.
Hugh, you know what I have? I have two of these every single day, and they haven't gone up in price.
All right, what's that?
Bananas. I eat bananas every single day.
Break them off, though, don't you? You don't just put the whole banana in your mouth at one time, do you? Just ask, man.
If you get a banana, people don't understand.
You gotta break it off.
I don't eat it.
This is health class here. Let me explain this to everybody. Everybody thinks because bananas, they got sugar in them. They got carbs. They're not good. You're gonna put on weight. No. Bananas help you keep off weight. If you get a banana that's perfectly yellow, no brown spots yet, not green anymore. It has the appropriate amount of starch that blocks all the carbohydrates from being absorbed into the body.
Class.
Yeah, man. It's got a ton of potassium. It's great for your muscles. But bananas are awesome for you.
Yeah, and it keeps you from cramping up, too.
Exactly.
Why is it a thing now that everybody... I don't remember this being a thing a while ago.
What's that?
Everyone's so conscientious of eating something that looks like a wiener.
What? I didn't know you were going there.
You're the one that told me about breaking off the banana and hot dogs and pickles. Like, who cares? It's phallic.
I thought you were going to say something about like everybody's conscious about health.
That went way to the wrong direction there.
But no, you are, because it's really because the kids.
Are you not comfortable with yourself?
No, it's the children, and they are the ones that have changed all of this.
He's just so caught here.
F them kids. What are we worried about?
No,
the kids,
I'm telling you, man. Because the kids have changed it because
they're going to make fun of you?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So what?
And
you
they always talk about, hey, you
kid.
Can't. Hey, hold up, dog. You can't eat. You got to break that hot dog off. Or you can't eat that whole pickle.
Who cares?
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't. Kids are going to laugh at you no matter what you do, Hugh.
Wait,
you're an old guy.
Does this mean?
Yeah, that is true.
If you're at the wait a minute, Hugh. Does this mean if you're at a Phillies game and you get a hot dog, you'll break it in half?
Yeah, I'm breaking that thing.
Come
in
on.
Half.
What?
I'm breaking off pieces.
It's crazy.
Not going to eat that.
Wait a minute, Kyle. Did I hear that right?
But you know just as well as I do, we're childish. We as men are childish.
So you're worried about somebody snapping a photo of Hugh Douglas eating a hot dog?
And you know how we do. Like anybody that plays video games that plays, it's always like whenever you say something, like what does the afternoon show say?
Pause.
That's what it is.
Well,
I was about to say something
else.
But it's like you gotta say pause.
Yeah, but I mean it's funny, but like it's not like they actually care.
No,
like
but
it's sort of a tongue in cheek thing.
They do care.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, it's tongue in cheek,
Hugh. No, it's not for real.
You know how this all
do
works.
You know how many times I've been playing video games with my fire team and somebody might say something and all through the conversation. They'll say pause.
Well, no, because pause. That's just a funny thing to say. And like they're just noting what it sounds like, not like you shouldn't say that.
And then when I say something, somebody will say pause, and then they'll say, well, he's old. He doesn't get it. I would have rolled him until he told me no.
Pause. It's the pause. Oh, yeah. The kids make you feel
You've had a lot of pause moments.
This is fascinating.
Yeah, so it's the pause.
Any type of food item that's in a particular shape, you will break it off as opposed to bite into it.
Yeah, I ain't about to bite into nothing.
Wow.
That's not how.
This is a whole side of Hugh I wasn't aware of.
That's not how we operate.
Just man up. Man up.
Really uncomfortable.
Man up and eat.
I do like bananas, though.
Food.
I do like bananas. Do you put bananas in like your protein drinks and
stuff? I do. Yeah. No. Every day. Yeah.
You know, I finally broke down since I didn't move any time and you know I didn't move fast enough. I bought me a Ninja Creami.
Oh yeah, I hear they're
and
great.
I make my own ice cream and stuff, and sometimes I put like fruit in it and stuff.
It's there you go. Good. All right. Well, it's all chopped up. It's not in the shape anymore.
No, it's not. It's creamy.
Pause. Austin's on WIP. Morning, Austin.
Good morning. How you doing, fellas?
What's going on, man?
So I was calling to talk about the Phillies trade deadline and the players that we could potentially get.
Well, let me ask you a quick question before we get into that about the Phillies.
Yeah, go ahead.
They have 62 wins right now, 41 more, and they set a new franchise mark. Would breaking the franchise record, would that be important to you, considering what we've, you know, how the season has started?
Okay, so when I originally called in, I talked to Kyle about that, and hearing his point of view when you guys were talking about it originally, mm-hmm. I feel like that it is time to have some fun. So, I mean, he changed my mind. Yeah, I think it is important that we do beat it.
Yeah, man. I look at
why is it important, though, to win 103 games? Like, what's the significance of winning 103 games?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Just to bring that much more energy into the postseason.
You mean
damn right.
Bring more energy into the postseason as opposed to what? Because I think that place is going to be rocking anyway.
No, but like either way, Hugh, the goal is to get the number one seed in the NL. So you get that bye for the wild card round. Now, you can get that with 100. Maybe they can get it with 100 wins. Maybe they need 106 or 107.
No, I understand the why. I understand to get the bye. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about a franchise record. Like, I don't feel like that is not... That is not a milestone. Like, if it happens to me, it happens. That's not a milestone that I'm sitting around, and when I'm talking to my friends, if I'm a part of the team, say, yeah, you know what? Sure would be great. We win 103 games. No.
But from a fan point of view, this team, you would say they're special, right? They're very likable, this team. Austin, this team's very likable, right?
Yes.
Right.
Probably my favorite Phillies team to watch.
Ah, and that plays a huge factor into it as well.
It does. From my point of view,
right? Like, I'm trying to get Hugh to see that side of thinking.
Let me ask you this question: if they won 99 games and they still got the bye, are you gonna be a fan any less with the 99 wins?
No. I wouldn't say that, but I'm gonna root for them regardless. They could get 80 wins.
Well, yeah, and what if they get 80 wins and win the World Series? You're still gonna go out there and try to climb the pole, aren't you? Still going to try to climb the pole.
Exactly.
But you have milestones along the way. This is one of those milestones.
Isn't it a different kind of swagger you go into the postseason with the franchise win record? You're like, it's our time. The best Phillies team we've ever had.
How many wins did the Rangers have? Were they the best team in the AL last year?
I'm just worried about this team.
Weren't the Diamondbacks like the last day?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you today.
You can have both.
The Rangers only had 90 wins last year.
That's what I'm saying is this, man. That's, to me, that's a record that nobody gives a damn about if you win the World Series. That's one of those things that nobody cares about if you win the World Series.
We can have both.
I don't need both. I need one.
But wouldn't both be nice?
Not really. 102 wins to me, or 103, I should say. I'm sorry.
103.
That's not a big deal. That's cute. That's cute, and you can say, hey, you know what? We was a part of that 103-win team. You know what's even cuter? The fact that you won a World Series and when Ryan Howard agreed, and Jimmy Rollins and all them other cats come back.
What if you won
town?
The World Series and had the franchise win record? Back on this as the best Philly season ever.
How many games did the Phillies win that actually won a World Series?
Irrelevant. But I can't express enough.
Hasn't aged a day. Only thing, when I look at Chase Utley, you know what I see?
Sorry to cut you short, Austin.
Austin, we're on a tangent over here. I see a man that has perfect hair. And looks the only thing that's different about Chase is that he's gotten gray. They ain't got nothing to do with the winning World Series, but you get what I'm talking about. Now these guys walk together for the rest of their lives.
They're forever champions.
Cole Hamels, forever champions, man. That's to me. That's
hung up on records of past seasons. You can have both this year, and it would be fun.
And Kyle, I hate to tell you, an update on this Twitter poll is breaking the franchise record for the Phillies' most wins important to you. 80% say no.
I mean, come on.
Who are these people?
These are people that listen to me and understand exactly what I'm talking about.
No, this poll was up at 9:30, Hugh.
don't worry.
Because they knew I was going to bring some heat when we talked about this. That's why they got ahead of it.
On the other side, Scott Francie's going to set Hugh straight. Everybody on hold, stay right there. It is a Fransky Friday, and we'll head right back to the phones. Here's Hugh Douglas.
The Philadelphia Police Department is looking for the best and brightest recruits to become members of the fourth largest police department in the nation. Join them and become the face your community counts on. They're accepting applications for police officers now through July 21st. When you join the PPD, you'll receive a starting salary of $61,000 and a sign-on bonus of more than $12,000. Not to mention an incredible benefits package that includes medical, dental, and vision insurance. Starting on your first day, 6 weeks paid parental leave, paid holidays, sick days and vacation, tuition reimbursement, pension, and more. Applications are being accepted for a limited time, so don't wait. Apply today at joinphillypd.com. That's joinphillypd.com. Be the face your community counts on. Equal opportunity.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.